AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police say British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak was in his office at 10 Downing Street when a car collided with the gates of Downing Street in central London. A man was arrested at the scene on suspicion of criminal damage and dangerous driving. There were no reports of injuries in London. House Republicans are pushing debt ceiling talks to the brink. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The nation now stands a week from the so-called X date, when the Treasury Department says it may start running out of cash to pay its bills and face a first-ever debt default. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there are still outstanding issues in reaching a budget deal with the White House.
And I've directed our teams to work 24/7 to try to solve this problem.
While McCarthy says every hour matters.
It is unfortunate that House Republicans have chosen to get out of town before sundown.
Top House Democrat Akeem Jeffries blasting a decision to depart for the holiday weekend. Lawmakers are tentatively not expected back until Tuesday, just 2 days from the X date. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he hopes training for Ukrainian pilots on American-made F-16 fighter jets can start in the next few weeks. Austin says this sends a message of unity.
In our long-term commitment to Ukraine's self-defense. And it again shows our shared determination to ensure that a sovereign and secure Ukraine can deter any future aggression and defend itself against future attacks.
Police in Oklahoma say a U.S. Marshal shot and killed a woman who pulled a gun on officers trying to arrest her on 2 felony warrants. The Supreme Court made it harder for the federal government to police water pollution. The decision from the court strips protection from wetlands that are isolated from larger bodies of water. Stocks are mixed. The Dow has moved lower. This is AP News. A few more people filed for unemployment.
4,000 more Americans filed for unemployment for the week ending May 20th, but the labor market is still tight, and companies are reluctant to let employees go. There have been more and more high-profile layoffs recently, mostly in the tech sector, where many companies now say they overhired during the pandemic. Companies that have announced layoffs in the past few months include IBM, Microsoft, Twitter, LinkedIn, Amazon, and Facebook parent Meta. But it's not just the tech sector. Also laying off employees recently, McDonald's, Morgan Stanley, and 3M. The number of people on unemployment overall for the week ending May 13th, 1.8 million. I'm Rita Foley.
New census data shows the United States grew older faster last decade. The share of people 65 or older grew by more than a third from 2010 to 2020, and at the fastest rate of any decade in 130 years, while the share of children declined. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.